First Minister, we're coming up to 20 years on from the terrible scenes in Dunblane. Take us back 20 years ago. How did you hear about the news and where were you at the time?
Well, I vividly remember where I was when I first heard the news. I worked as a lawyer in Stirling at the time. My office was in Stirling Business Centre. There was lots of other businesses in there. And the first time I became aware of something very, very badly wrong was hearing a lot of panic in the corridors, because there were people who worked in that centre at the time who had children at the school, and that's how I started to find out that something was happening at Dunblane Primary. And then the most horrific and haunting memory is shortly after that, very shortly after that, hearing ambulances in the distance on their way to the school. So, you know, I don't think there will be anybody in Scotland who was certainly an adult at that time who will not remember vividly where they were when that horror struck.
And being so close to it as you were, when we think 20 years and 20 years has passed, how vivid is it still in your memory when people talk of Dunblane?
Well, I think like many people, you know, I don't find it difficult to take myself back to that morning and just the sheer sense of disbelief and horror. And then as the day wore on, just complete, all-consuming sadness at what had happened. But obviously for those who were directly affected, those who lived in Dunblane, you know, those who had children at the school who weren't thankfully caught up in it, you know, the impact was so much greater. And, you know, for these people, it will, you know, live on very strongly even today. On the other side of that, you know, we've heard even just in these last couple of weeks, you know, some of the stories of bravery and resilience and people refusing, you know, people who were injured in the attack, you know, refusing to allow their lives to be defined by it or to be destroyed by it. And, you know, listening to some of that is incredibly inspirational.
And how do you think Scotland as a whole has responded to the likes of Dunblane after all these years?
Well, I think Scotland came together very strongly at the time. You know, the politicians who were there at the time, I remember, you know, George Robertson, Michael Forsyth, you know, politicians from different parties to me, but, you know, conducting themselves with such dignity and giving huge support to those affected. The whole country came together. I remember, I can't now remember if it was a week later or a month later, but, you know, people across the country putting candles in their window. And that sense of solidarity and support was very, very strong. Obviously, after that, there was the campaign to change gun laws and big changes made to gun laws, which I suppose even now lives on as a very tangible legacy of what happened there. It's an event that, you know, no, I don't think will ever be forgotten in Scotland. I don't think it should ever be forgotten. You know, any event where people lose their lives on the scale that happened in Dunblane is shocking, it's tragic. But this was little children, you know, barely more than babies, you know, having their lives ripped away from them. So it will always live on in the memory of Scotland. But we've got to make sure that we also, you know, don't allow the gunmen to rip away the dignity and the resilience and the bravery that people showed. You know, we've got to also, as we mark the terrible, terrible aspect of it, we've also got to remember to mark the bravery and the people whose lives have gone on, regardless of what he did that day.
And we are approaching this 20th anniversary. We know there's no specific event planned for this, but would you have a message for the people of Dunblane?
Well, I think for those who lost loved ones, for those who were injured, you know, my message continues to be one of sympathy and to say that, you know, they will be in my thoughts at the anniversary, as they will be in the thoughts of everybody across Scotland. And to the town of Dunblane, you know, Dunblane itself showed such incredible resilience. It's a place that has gone on to make history since then for thoroughly positive reasons. You know, the hometown of the Murray brothers, for example. So it's a great part of Scotland. This will always be part of it. And that's as it should be. But Dunblane is much, much more than what happened on that dreadful, dreadful day. And, you know, that's what we've got to remember at this 20th anniversary.